I believe every student gets a Lutheran spokesman. And as noted on the cover of this latest issue, today is All Saints Day. Please stop talking. All Saints Day is a little known Christian festival that puts some focus on all the saints, all the believers belonging to the Lord forever in victory. So with our victory in mind, we'll use this occasion of All Saints Day to consider what the Lord has done for his saints, his church, the words of Paul in Ephesians 4, where he writes about the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. During your time at ILC, especially when you're in high school, you are relatively sheltered, not completely, but sheltered to a certain degree from the ungodly influences of the world. That's by design. As faculty and staff, we work on behalf of your parents to keep away the intrusion of false teaching and all the other lies of Satan. For example, in the classroom, we filter out evolution, moral liberalism, secular humanism, and all other views that are contrary to Scripture. Likewise, we filter out religious falsehoods, work righteousness for one, unionism, millennialism, and so forth. As you are developing in your spiritual maturity, we work to keep these things outside. That is, outside of what we teach and preach, what we say and stand for in his name at this school. You should notice that Paul talks about the potential for believers to be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. It's a striking picture. He compares the immature believer to a ship at sea blown off course by a strong storm. Well, right now it seems that you're more like ships tied to a dock in the shelter of a safe harbor. During your time of Christian training now, we get to load you up with food, water, reliable maps, what you need for the voyage, and when the winds and waves rise up, you can stay safe in the harbor of God's truth. Perhaps I've stretched the analogy a bit far. Let's not miss the point, however, the point that we all need Christian maturity, spiritual growth in Christ, as the safe way to navigate a dangerous world, resist its ruler, Satan, and avoid his many traps. If we stay in a state of immaturity, then when temptations come, we may like what is offered. When someone is spouting off his worldly view of life, we, according to our flesh, like what is said. When the scientist or leading expert reveals his findings, which are contrary to Scripture, we may think there's something to that. Understand that the devil knows how to package and gift wrap the lie. And we, if stuck in a state of spiritual immaturity, are quite vulnerable to that. Thankfully, as part of the Savior's plan to grow his body, the church, Jesus provides the right countermeasure. It is, as Paul says, speaking the truth in love. First, Jesus speaks his truth to us. Then he enables you and me to speak the same truth to each other. It is going to be, as you've heard many times, the truth of God's law and gospel, which we then use to handle the problem of our sins, recover to the safe harbor of God's forgiveness in Christ, and also to regain the Lord's assurance in those nagging times of doubt and fear. It's also the truth of all the Bible doctrines that we learn and then use for our safety to resist and refute every lie that comes our way. When speaking this truth in love, however, let's understand whose love, where it all starts and ends. It's not really a matter of our love for each other, as important as that is, nor even our love for God, but rather and always his supreme love for us. With a steadfast love that only God could have, Jesus, the head of the church, the head of the body, bought us and brought us into his body. With that same love, he feeds us, protects us, and causes us to grow as part of his body. With that same love, he equips you and me to work together, helping each other, to train, counsel, and encourage each other as fellow members of that same body. On his love, you can always depend until he brings you to a state of fully mature, all grown up in Christ. Of course, that finally, ultimately happens when he brings you, he brings me, along with the rest of the body, to that safe harbor, heaven, where wind and wave are no more, where temptation and sin, where sorrow and death will bother us no longer. Until then, we pray. Dear Savior, Lord of the church, head of the body, cause all of us, all of your people, to grow according to your plan in the saving truth of your word and by the life-sustaining power of your steadfast love for us. Amen. Join me in the close of our worship singing hymn 477, the first two stanzas. The first two stanzas of hymn 477.